Well, good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil, new in at Sundance Books and Music in celebration of the spooky holiday that we're anticipating at the end of the week. And I'm not just talking about Nevada Day. I'm talking about the ghostly, ghoulish, and body parts dragging holiday of Halloween. And we're going to start off with the latest by Lauren Oliver. She leads the young adult realm, known for many great books for the young adult audience, and she writes a book called Rooms. And in this pleasantly spooky title, which is narrated by two ghosts that inhabit the walls of an old house, the living and the dead are each haunted by painful truths. When a new ghost appears, the spirit and human worlds collide in cataclysmic results. So for Lauren Oliver fans, her newest, The Wild, by Julia Elliott. This is a fantastic book in hardcover, and it is now in paperback. And in it, teetering between the ridiculous and the sublime, this collection of stories blends wonderful Southern Gothic strangeness with dystopian absurdities. It has sci-fi speculation as well as fairy tale transformations in it. So if you like ghost stories and you like short stories, check out The Wild. We have Witches by Stacy Schiff. She, of course, is the author of Cleopatra, and she returns with an extensive look at the Salem witch trials. And I'm reading it right now, and it's full of more information about the trials than I have ever seen. Old Faithful, Dogs of a Certain Age by Peter Thorne. And I have to tell you, if you're a dog fan, this is going to make you just melt into a pile of the sweetest, lovely liquid butter. This is photographs of aging dogs. It will kill you with the sweetness and their white muzzles. It's a spectacular coffee table homage to our favorite faithful companion. We also have Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl by Carrie Brownstein. And, of course, for Carrie Brownstein fans from Portlandia, as well as her band, this is a memoir. And, you know, her band actually inspired the highway exit in Olympia, Washington. And in it, she talks about her childhood, her anorexic mother, and a father who came out as gay in his 50s, and how she found a sense of belonging in her music and in her creative humor. So, Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl by Carrie Brownstein. And finally, we're going to wrap it up with Jelena, Cooking from Venice, California. And we want to have a contest for the person who can pronounce the title without looking it up in Google. Yes. So rustic and innovative recipes like roasted cauliflower with garlic, parsley, and vinegar. And that is Jelena, and it is a cookbook from Venice, California. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.